for joining us. Thank you. Today is test sign year, question day base, May 17th, 2022. One of you might be talk on. And this is our second gathering. Thank you so much for joining us. So we were talking last time about fear and how according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says something that's very surprising. It's not just on the battlefield. It was actually Azhara, the Torah tells us we're not allowed to be afraid when sorrows seem to be coming. All the hardships of life, small, large, whatever they are, was Harnu Bazet, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's reviewed from last time. You've been exhorted, warned, Shimira Ha'adam, if a person will see Ki Tzara Krova, that any hardship is coming close, Tia Yeshua's Hashem, the Lubava, Hashem's salvation should be in his heart. Trust on that Yeshua Hashem. On that note, I want to continue with something that I found startling. I'd like to thank Rabbi Ashir because in his book I was going through yesterday, he mentioned something about an illness. You know, that something that frightens people more than anything else sometimes is loneliness. Illness. There is physical, emotional, mental illness. What's our attitude about illness? So, what does it say in Mishlei? Does anybody know there's a quick fix in Mishlei for illness? What is that quick fix? Unbelievable. Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Daled, Ruach Ish Yachalkel Machalehu. What is the translation? The spirit of a man will sustain his illness. What does that really mean? It says the Vilna Gaon. Hasimcha ba ayideh haruach. If we have the proper spirit and attitude, we will arrive at the need of simcha, ecstasy, and joy. And that's what it means, ruach ish, kisha ish tami b'simcha. Startling statement of the Vilna Gaon, when he explains Mishlei, when a person is constantly in a joyous state, yachal kel machalehu, he'll somehow sustain or support his illness. What does that mean? Af olav machla, chas v'shalom. Even if an illness will come on the person, chas v'shalom, who yachal kel machalehu, b'simcha so yivat lena. The person can nullify, can negate this illness through simple. The way Rabbi Asher understands it on the ground, it's just according to the way it says it, that a person is ill, has to show them, or might become ill, is actually able to mitigate that and prevent it through the emotion of simcha. It's really unbelievable. It says in the pasuk, if a person has a downtrodden spirit, the only one explains itzavo and sadness, who will be able to bear such a thing? So he explains what is this lashon of ruach necheya. He explains it's ruach yiro. When a person is afraid, he says fear and sadness and depression is almost synonymous here. I said to myself, this is really incredible because a person can actually become healthy physically through simcha. Sounds oversimplified, but it's absolutely true. But how are we supposed to do that? Is there a chance to be able to do that? Sometimes we have a hard time being the simcha. So we already talked about last time how we're going to develop this mirza shem. So emuna leads to bitachon. It's simcha. The Orchas of Yichum says, so if we have emuna, which leads to bitachon, and we develop this bitachon, then we can have simcha. But it sounds like a long process. It sounds very tedious. And what if a person needs to be mavatel or illness right away? What about immediate gratification, which is what many of us are used to, especially in this generation? In fact, it makes it harder. Does anybody know why is it that some people have more of a challenge being the simcha? A natural challenge for it. So Rav Volbi says in the Ali Shor, based on Rav Chaim Vital, which is Kabbalistic really, I don't know Kabbalah as far as, but this is very in the peripheral and surface. We know there are four elements of creation, and we're all comprised of all four. We know Malachim are only two of them, Ruach and Esh, and Shedim. But we are made of all four. Now, what is the element of creation that bogs us down, that challenges us, that makes us emotionally and spiritually lethargic, depressed, full of despair at times, and laziness? Which one is it? It's Afar. So this is the way that the Kabbalistic sperm look at human beings. We're made of Afar. Afar is that earthliness, that physicality, the materialism that we're all made of. And Rav Chaim Vital explains that if a person has a dominant trait of afar, then that person will be dominated and brought down by sadness, laziness, and despair. So we know this, which is personal. If a person feels this is how am I supposed to be the simcha if I don't feel like I'm the simcha? I don't feel like I'm the simcha. Okay, so I won't be alarmed by that. Maybe my trait, maybe my element of offer is predominant and it's pulling me down. But now I know that this is my challenge in life. And everybody has all four elements, or everybody has its two degrees. And I can go ahead and I can try to burst through that. Now we're going to talk about bursting through.
I would say that
definitely. That's right. Maybe that's the predominant trait. That's a really keen insight because it says that's the nature of Adam. Adam is also Lashon HaRa Adam. Although the Gemara in Sotah says it's really a contraction of three other words, the Aleph, Dalet, and Mem. But they're all very material and physical. Yeah, so that's true. That's the one. Like, what does the Mishnah Sharm say? It says, Ki afriyus hachamriyus gas. The earthliness or the earthiness of materialism is bulky. And by nature, human beings are lazy. They don't want to work. And they're just weighed down by our offer. We're just brought down by it. So right, yeah. So that's something to be cognizant of. And really every person, maybe that's dominant. Maybe it's more common to be dominant in people than the other ones. I mean, we know there are other ones. For example, age. What is age? What does that cause? If a person's trait of fire is predominant or more powerful, so then he's prone toward anger. So people who have a tendency toward anger, they have to understand, oh yeah, I was created with, I have proportionate of all four elements, but maybe that one, Hashem gave me that one, that's kind of like overpowers me sometimes. So, okay, I understand. I was born. Yes, we are born with some baggage. We definitely are. And that's what our job is to work through it. I was thinking to myself, though, what if I need a quick fix? What if I think that I need to mitigate an illness right away? How am I supposed to do that? Am I going to sit here for hours and I'm going to learn about it and be talking and simple? That's definitely the logical way to do it. It's a process. It takes a lot of work. But there's another way to do it more quickly. How are we supposed to do that quickly? So the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Halevi, who was the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Mesilas Yesharim, from Moshe Chaim Tzatzin, both told us there are two ways to work on ourselves, either from inside and out or outside and in. Now you're probably familiar with this. Which is more accessible to us? To change ourselves from inside out by developing our thought patterns and training ourselves to think a certain way and subscribing to certain attitudes, and that will change our behavior. That's one possibility. The other one is to change my behavior first, and that will impact my insides. Eventually, it will change my whole attitude. Now, which one is more accessible to us? The outside one, that's what it said, because Sefer HaChinuch says, Adam nifak fi fu'alosa, the famous thing. Person is formed according to his actions. He says it in Parshas Bo. Why do we do so many actions to do with trying? Why the Karban Pesach? Why Marar? Why Matzah? You can't break bones in the Karban Pesach. All these regulations. Why regulations, rules, regulations, actions, minhagim? Why? Because that changes our inside. And Hashem says, you will not be able to change yourself really quickly from inside out. You have to go from outside in. So if I do, and I do, and I act, and I get up early in the morning, and I make myself the simcha, and I act as if I'm the simcha, that will change my inside eventually. Now, what is that supposed to mean? There was one of the Gedolim who was in a concentration camp. And he forced a smile on his face the whole time. You probably heard that story. He was in a concentration camp for 3, 4, 5 years, and he forced a smile on his face the whole time. He changed his insides. He was a happy person when it was all over because he made himself look the simcha. That's what he did. There was a great tzaddik, Mordechai Schwab, that's all, one of our sons is named after, who I had this kustav hakesh with him in Mansi when I was in Shiva, and then when I was in Passaic, he would give a shmuz every Thursday night by Rav Meir Stern's yeshiva. Every Thursday night, he would come from months to say, Mordechai Schwab Zatzal, he was one of the tzaddiki adar, and he gave shmuz in Yiddish, but everybody said, word association, Rav Mordechai Schwab, say Rapanim Yachos. He was always smiling. And it says in Svarim that he forced to smile because he had a very difficult life. So really, this is like a very quick and efficient fix, it seems. Okay, if simcha is going to mitigate illnesses, and if I don't have simcha by nature, and I'm going to work, and it's going to take time. I can start by acting the simple. I can act the simple. I can be an upbeat person, just like a person who's lazy by nature. I can force myself to get up in the morning quickly, and it's not in my heart. Is not in it. It's not in it. It's hard for me, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I do it, and I do it, and I do it. And if it comes from my nature. So it says that we are able to actually be healthy through the simple, which is the fruit of bitachon. The simple. And that to be surprising, but I find it to be very inspiring as well. And also, the Sharma said, Iconios Maoros Panimios, the outside actions, what do? They arouse our insides. They change our insides when we start from the outside. So that's one thing that we're able to do. And I think that it's a very, this is supposed to be like a workshop, and I'm the person who's working myself more than anything, is that a workshop for Bitachon is, and for Simcha, we know, yes, that proportionate to the amount of Bitachon is the issue. Well, yeah, that's going to be developed here. But I can actually, I could activate Yeshua through my actions of being the Simcha. I'm able to do that. And actually can heal our inside also. That's the first point that I want to make today, because it's fresh in my mind, and I know last night, and I just want to say the pasuk in Mishlei one more time, and it's imperative chas pasuk yedat. Ruach ish yachalkel machoyu. The person's spirit of joy will actually sustain, will mitigate, will nullify the person's illness, and we're actually able to help you. That's good.
Would that be like the shadow of Hashem? Would that be like
having
Hashem to get to
sin? Yeah, that's a good way to explain the word. Oh, in other words, a person has to be attuned. According to Rav Volovich, this was written for everybody, for Yeshiva guys. Like, people think, well, why is it that I have a tendency toward Stichel B'Kela, I like Tishmuza, I have a tendency for Lashon Hara. Oh, that's because you have Ruach. Ruach is the dominant state. So if I have the thing about depression, it's because Afar is overpowered. So we have to move ourselves. We have to take these four and harness them, and we have to know ourselves, and we have to control them the best we can, and go toward being close to Hashem, using these four elements of creation. So, in continuing from last time, we were discussing how Bitachon can work for us. And in fact, today, Hashkacha practice in Atar High School, we actually did the pasuk about going out to war and partnership. And I wanted to start talking about how the Chafetz Chaim proves to us something that is surprising to people, that the more Bitachon a person has, then the more salvation the person has. Therefore, we can prevail over our hardships by having more Bitachon. So this sefer called Machaneh Yisrael was written by the Chafetz Chaim for soldiers, as I told you last time. And he literally gives a bitachon guide for soldiers on the battlefield. We also learned last time that it's not just the battlefield, but it's also the battlefield of life. We have challenges that we face. But first of all, what is a soldier supposed to do on the battlefield? Now, I know that it was mentioned, ever since Bettner mentioned last time about the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's opinion about Bitachon seemed to be felt that it was Bitachon is whatever Hashem does for me, whatever it's going to be, I accept that, correct? That's what we say. I accept it whether it's one way or the other way. That is definitely an approach, although I looked into it and I noticed that the Sfarim, look at Bitachon, it seems to be differently from that. That if I trust that Hashem will save me from this, I will be saved from it. According to how much Bitachon I have, I'll be saved from this. And it's not like, well, I'll accept 100% either way what happens, whatever happens, Hashem. So that we can use once the thing happens already and once we're in a circumstance. But ahead of time, we're allowed and actually supposed to think that we'll be saved from whatever is coming our way. So you can certainly synthesize and you can come to a compromise between the Chazon Ish's opinion and the other opinions. We're going to predominantly go with the shot that you're talking about to save us. If we believe that we're going to be saved from something, just like with this illness thing. We have this simcha, so that emancipates us from the physical illness, from the illness. So we can have a similar thing with the Bitachon, being saved from all the challenges that we have.
The other issue really helps us not have that worry about Hashem wanted this to happen, whatever right. happens. But then but also the other, like, first of all, please talk to me about ask Hashem what we want. We can also change that. Like, if you're worried about it, Hashem, okay, make it the right one, even the path.
We're going to see that and what happened with Tov and Melchor. That's correct. Because sometimes we're in a mess and we say, I decided this, I made this decision, I told this person this, and now I blew it. And now what am I supposed to do? I did everything wrong. Now I dug myself a hole. Now what am I supposed to do? But that's what we see with Tov and Melchor. That's what happened with Tov and Melchor. And he was able to turn things around, as we're going to see here. So that's definitely true. We have to keep the Chazon Ish in our back pocket, at least, because sometimes there are things totally beyond control. They already happened. They're happening now. So what am I supposed to do with that? Yeah, so I can actually plow through it and be safe from it if I have that kind of talking, but I also have to figure out how am I supposed to deal with it, how it is right now, or how sometimes it is, how it could be. So the Chazon tells us, here's to the soldier on the battlefield. Yeah, the person, first of all, needs to reflect on his actions. And in fact, today, my daughter likes to leave me a joke. So she left me a joke this morning. And I mentioned it in class today and said, so what's the lesson you can learn from it? Well, the joke was, you probably all know this joke. She said, what is the dog's favorite button on the remote control button? So what is the answer? Pause button. Okay, so that's funny. So I said to them, so what do we learn from that? So what's the life thing about that? Is that we have to pause sometimes in life and stop and reflect on what's going on. Just stop everything and reflect what has happened. Where am I holding? What's going on? Because it's a whirlwind and it's a tumble that was going on. So just stop everything. We got to pause. So the Chofetz Chaim says, soldier on the battlefield needs to pause a little bit, even just for a second, and just put everything in perspective. Where have I been? What am I doing? What are my plans in life? And he's going on to the battlefield. And there's bullets whizzing by, maybe arrows. So he has to feel regret on the things he's done wrong and try, the Chofetz Chaim says, to accept, to try to do better with his whole heart and soul. And then he says, Yiftach b'Hashem Elokei Hashemayim. Then he's supposed to trust in Hashem. And hope to Hashem. Okay, ready for the next lesson? He's walking between the both. Shebevadai ya'azrenu b'milchama. That for sure, he will help him in war. Help him in war ostensibly means he's going to come home alive and okay in one piece. Just like Hashem promised us in Parshas Vayeshlach. I wouldn't say in Vayeshlach. We actually lay this in Shabbat morning, but it's also in Parshas Vayeshlach, in that Parsha. It says, "Ki solid banim ubnei banim." When you give birth to children, progeny, and generations, ishatem, and then you will misbehave. You'll do destructive things. Basis and pesto. It's getting really simple now. It says you'll create carved images. Hashem's going to scatter you among the nations. So that sounds like a very gloomy scenario that sometimes we feel that we're in. You should seek Hashem from there, from whatever position you're in. Now, the Hasidic Sfarim, I'm sure you've maybe seen them, they love this. They jump on this topic so much. Wherever we are, whatever level I'm at, however low it is, like I'm a negative number below the ground, will be Kashtem Yisham. From there, you should see Kashem, wherever that place happens to be. Umatzasa, and you will find Hashem. When you'll seek him with your whole heart, with your whole soul. When it is difficult for you. The word tsar, we have to remember, is the shorish inside of Mitzrayim. Every day we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim. And I always wondered to myself, why does Hashem want us every single day, if you remember, Yitzhak, Mitzrayim? Every single day. Men have to do it twice a day. Shema, why? The word Mitzrayim is Mitzarim. We have limits. We have things that are difficult. It says, in Eichah, the Lashon Ben HaMitzarim, that means the time between Shabbat and Tammuz and Tishavav. Those are real limits. Those are real limitations. Those are real hardships. But you know what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Yitzias Mitzarim. That every day Hashem liberates us and frees us from these things. But Sarabacha, all these things find you. We say on in the end of days, when you have hardships and godless, because Hashem, Kikel Rachum Hashem, Hashem is merciful, Hashem Elokecha, Oyarkocha, he won't loosen his grasp on you. What is the Chofetz Chaim comment on this? Muchach min ha-Torah, is clear from here, Shafilu be'ez tokef koach adin. Even when a person faces what seems to be the most powerful forces of Midas Hadin that are against us, it's very difficult right now. It doesn't look very good right now, Chas v'Shalom. The person seeks Hashem, the chol libo, he puts his whole heart into it, the chol nafsho, his whole being, his whole soul, who would take him and say, no delay. Hashem is found with him right away. It's immediate. That's what it says in this passage. You will find Hashem. If we really apply ourselves at that second, then Hashem is with us right away at that moment. as it says, we say every day in Ashrei, Karov Hashem l'chol karov, he's close to all those who call to him, l'chol Ashrei k'ru'u v'mes. Every person who called him in truth. I want to tell you a story that I heard. Rav Zviki, who's one of the Gedolim, was here in Cincinnati. And he was once at KI speaking at Shal Shudas. And from his own mouth, I heard the following. He said, if a person is at a bus stop in Eretz Yisrael, and it starts raining, and it's very, very annoying to the person who's getting soaked. It's terrible. Doesn't want to be soaked. Rav Zviki said that if that person, b'chol libo, b'chol nafsho, will say, Tafsik et hageshem, really puts his whole being into it. Please stop the rain. Rav Zviki asserted that the rain will stop. That's what he said. I heard from one of the Gedolim. I was there. Otherwise, it would be unbelievable. So that sounds beyond reality, correct? But it's actually real. Because it says, the Zachar Shirik Ulu of MS, all those who call to him in truth, they're going to listen to him. And that's not even necessary, really. I mean, rain is a problem. That's just inconvenient. But the truth is that Hashem's going to listen to that person. He said it for a person. But how many people put their whole being into it? Or how many people are able to have 100% talk and 100% tempah? But that's what we're supposed to work on all the time. We're supposed to reach the shleimus of those machshavos. We can actually impact, we can actually activate changes in the universe. We know that it says in the Sechaz Yuma, the Kohen Gadol, remember, he said a tefillah in the Kodesh. He came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he said a short tefillah that says in tefillah Ketzara, and certain parts, and they put it on Yom Kippur. Does anybody remember? What does he say? Remember, what does he say in that tefillah? One of the things.
To listen to the people who are on the traveling about the Geshamim.
Right, perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Potsker. It says the tefillahs of people who daven, there's people who want to go on trips, they want to go to parks, they want to be outside, and they pray to Hashem, please hold the rain back. I don't want it to rain. I want to enjoy the vacation. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur asked Hashem, please don't listen to those people who are asking it to not rain because they want to go on an enjoyable trip. That trick is it. Yom Kippur. Is that important? Do you think I'm going to listen to those people? It's just convenient. The answer is yes. If they really ask Tafsik et Hageshem, then he'll stop the rain. But that's not good for Eretz Yisrael. So the Gargano has to send an anti-missile. Remember the Patriot missiles? Their missile is stop the rain. He sends a missile against it. No, shoot that one down. Don't listen to that one. But ask them to stop, because that's a powerful tefillah. So please don't listen to those people, because it's more important that we don't die from hunger and from famine than that those guys have an enjoyable vacation. So that's what the Kohen Gadol says in Yom Kippur.
Can I share a story?
Okay. Yeah, so now let's do the dilemma. We have a person with a hand up, and we have a person whose voice is there. Okay, so how about Dr. Pascoe, one moment, okay? We cannot wait to hear the story. Right, so the answer is I was kind of like just using an example and maybe extending it a little bit to show what it means. When Mitzasa, you will find Hashem right away, and it says, and that's when people call him with their full being. That's what Zeke was saying. He put his full being into it and asked the rain to stop, then it's actually going to happen. So what were you saying?
What is full being?
So he puts all of his kochos into that tefillah. Really put all of his kochos into it, and he connects with Hashem at that moment. So then it's Dan's Shayat. We have the possibility, at least, that it's actually going to happen. So that was like maybe petty, like he doesn't want to get wet. And those people on the trip, that's a petty thing. So that's why the Kohen Gadol tries to shoot it down. But like, what? Hashem's going to listen to those people? He would listen to them. If the Kohen Gadol didn't dive in, he would have listened to them? That the Kohen Gadol has to waste time in Yom Kippur. You know that people are scared that he died in the Kodesh of Kodesh. You know that, right? That's why he says it's the Tefillah of Ketzara. He comes out of the Kodesh of Kodesh and says it's the Tefillah in the Kodesh. That's what it says in the Yuma. But it says it has to be short because they're going to be afraid he's done. That's the thing he has to ask about, that he's worried about. He has anxiety. Oh my goodness, the rain. It might not rain because these people want a nice vacation. No, so that just shows if a person really happens, then it's going to do things. So like, even if maybe it's not even necessary, this feeling, it's like a personal thing. Oh, that's a good point. That's what I know. People always ask, are they allowed to daven that whatever team should win the Super Bowl? Okay, so, I don't know. You'll ask different people about it. That person, for his ruchnias, for his simcha, says, I need this for my yeshiva class. Well, so that, you never know. Maybe it is. It depends what they're asking for. Apparently, there must be some to that. I mean, people, they want to have vacation, they want to have yeshiva class, they want to have, bitulos, they have kiyumo. So that's like, maybe it's the same shemayim, there's something good there. Now, if they ask for something that's really negative, it's against the Ratzon Hashem, so then it's very possible, like if the Gemara said, Hashem might just ignore something like that, but there's some validity to this. The answer is it okay? It totally depends on what people are asking for, actually. Oh, so that's two Tfilas Shavuos, because it happened already. That's the definition of Tfilas Shavuos. The lady, she's been pregnant for 40 days already. The tzara already happened in the city, so you can't say, oh, it shouldn't be the Mishnah Brachos. It shouldn't be my family who's screaming out, right? All these things that are Tfilas Shavuos. Isn't it? That's what you understand. The thing happened.
It's only after.
Happened. That's what the definition of the Gemara of Tfilas Shavuos. Right, but up to those 40 days, it could still daven for the for the gender of the baby, because it's still in the formation. That's what it is for conception. That's the difference. I mean, that's Hashem Shabbat Tfilas Shavuos. Unless you have another, if you're heard another definition. Is Dr. Plotzker? Hi.
Hello. So thanks so much for doing this class, and thank you, Chana, for sending me the Zoom link.
Yes, you had a
There's a very quick story which happened to me a few years ago, and probably I should learn from this that I can always connect Hashem. But as I was studying for my board exams, somebody sent me a very unpleasant email, and I was very distressed and couldn't concentrate. And I remember I was sitting at a desk in front of a window, and I looked up to the sky and I connected to Hashem, and I said, please, Hashem, I really need them to send me a nice email now so I can get on like an apology so that I can get my mind off this like distress. Within a few minutes, the person sent me an apology. And this is not a person who just apologizes very quickly usually. So sure. I also learned Hashem controls what people say. Hashem puts their words into their mouth. Hashem listens. Hashem responded right away. It's
beautiful. Those stories are always welcome. You had a question, right? Yes, thank you.
Yes. A very, very powerful weapon. In the sense that, what they're asking for, not so easy. The Rasha, and his whole being, and he's asking for something for us. So maybe that's why the Kumbhado has to say that. This is such a powerful thing that it can do such good, that it can do also bad.
Right, so that's you're saying you can learn, you can deduce that from what it says in the Gemara, right? That's what you're saying, the fact that he has to daven, that it shouldn't be listened to, right? So, and that's true, but that shows he can affect globally, he can affect the whole fate of the whole country. That would be negative. That's why the Kohen Gadol has to,
right?
So, but that just shows that if that person is really sincere and listen into it, Hashem might actually listen.
Because
somebody's
sincere doesn't mean
right, 100%. That's what you learn from all this, and that's why the Kohen Gadol can go ahead and can override that. By the way, if anybody has stories like this, these are so welcome. We are going to be wrapping it up. I do want to mention, though, that there was something happened to me when I was in 11th. The first time that I tried using this, I was in 11th grade. I'm going to end the story. We were having Rabbi Wine, Rosh Hashiva, would give us what's called an oral bachina. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us. And it was on several block Gemara at a time. He sat there with the Rabbi Hoberman, the Rosh Hashiva there, Rabbi Hoberman's at top. And there were several Black Gemara, and there was one part of it that I knew better than the rest of them. And I knew the Black Gemara, the few Black, but one of the parts, and I said to myself, I'm going to have total trust in Hashem. I hope that this is the part everyone's going to ask me. This little part of Gemara, which was several lines, 2 seconds later, he said, Moshe, tell me the explanation, the difference between that Aflita Amita and all the different types of beds that are inside of the Sukkah. Can you sit in that bed when you're inside of Sukkah? It was exactly what I have been talking about. And this is, I'm telling you that it can help for every person. I was 16 years old in yeshiva, and I tried it. This is the first time I ever remember practical bitachon. There was a few black gemara there. And that one point, I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the part I have trust in Hashem that's going to ask me this part. So I remember that from when I was 16. It made an everlasting impression, and we can use that all the time. So today what we discussed was, we talked about simcha can heal. Certainly can heal spiritually, definitely can heal physically as well, based on the pasuk in Mishlei. And we're going to learn about how Bitachon is so powerful, Tefillah, we can connect to Hashem immediately. And thank you so much for joining us. If there's any questions or comments, please. And stories like this are always welcome. Thanks to the Chizuk.
Yes, Shekhar.
Thank you so much. Yes, really, welcome.
So,
perfect.
Everything's in the Torah.
I got it. It's all here. In Mishlei, there it is. All possible in Mishlei. Also, like you said, we can remote control. Like Rabbi, what did you say? My person isn't all the time. You can remote. You can, and the other person, right? You can remote. You can. And what is it? You can remote control people's minds or something.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Through tefillah, through bitachon. That's what happened with that story. It's actually possible. Now, Hashem, and suddenly a thought drops into the person's mind, and they do something. Wow. That's mamish. We're able to do that for sure. Hashem gives us amazing kochos. Every person has his kochos. How much?
Thank you, everyone.
So much. Thank you very much, Mrs. Munzer. Thank you so much for the text. I would have banged on in the beginning. I really appreciate it.